views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
You're listening to The Deborah Rothschild Show, developing a dynamic you. What makes a successful entrepreneur? Host Deborah Rothschild has a wealth of experience and insight delivered with humor and passion. Deborah lives by one adage: she develops human potential. Deborah Rothschild brings the secrets, she brings the experience, she reveals what aspiration, failure, and success have taught her to become. Redirect your perspective and see the new you who knows exactly where to go next and how to get there with The Deborah Rothschild Show, developing a dynamic you now.
Hi, everyone. I'm Deborah Rothschild, and you're listening to The Deborah Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with me for this next hour. Oh, the goodies are going to be great gold nuggets that you can apply to change the things in your life. I'm an executive business coach. 20 years worth, 18,000 hours of paid coaching time, and not many coaches can say that. I started out becoming very successful, making, you know, that only equates to one thing. I made a lot of mistakes to get to where I am. And what I do as a coach is that I am a life business development coach. And my only mission is to help develop people, their potential. And of course, there's no separation between personal life and business life. Unless in business life, you're sending a representative because you want to be the authentic you. And developing you develops your business. And therefore, you help develop other people as you grow and as you go. My website is www.deborahrothschild.com. My office number is area code 314-917-2709. I'd love to sit and visit with you. Today, we're talking, it's been like a continuation, about positive thinking versus developing that iceberg optimism. And there's a lot of transitions along the way. And I want to say that even in the bad times, you know, there's an opportunity. In fact, I think there's more possibilities there because I see more possibilities in adversity than in all these satin pillows and all the candy coated stuff that, you know, are, that is surrounding us. So adversity is not always a bad thing. And we have to use, you'll love this one. Got to use our heads. And too often, many of us, myself included, you know, we accept problems at face value. And last week I touched just briefly on this. And we have to reframe things. We have to look at things through a whole different set of eyes. And I think that's where, you know, having a mentor, having a coach is so imperative in growing you and growing your business, because so often we're so close to the forest, we can't see the trees. And here comes a breath of fresh air, new set of lights, new set of eyes, you know, radar going in all directions, trying to ascertain where the issues are, you know, that you can see, bringing different perspective to the table. So I call it a little bit of a, well, how about positive reappraisal of what's really going on about you? And we live in a society where there is so much hyper change. People have all gone through so much trauma in their lives, you know? We spend our entire adulthood, I think, getting over our childhood, right? There was a movie called Hope Floats, and that was one of the lines in it. And that's so true. And, you know, and if things aren't corrected, then, you know, we have wrong thinking produces, produces a shift that's not typically very good. So we all have to have, myself included, a real dramatic swing in our thinking. You know, we have to have these paradigm shifts from negative to positive. And so, and all that's going to do is interrupt the barrage of all negative thoughts. And in subsequent shows, I'm going to get into self-talk and self-sabotaging and all that stuff that we do to ourselves. And too often, which is sad, that some of which, and for some, most of which, is all self-inflicted. You know, I think if we would eye adversity from a different angle, you know, my adversity and yours and 35 other people, it's all different levels and it means different things to us. You know, and one thing that I recently went through in my life is that I was wanting to move to Georgia. And there's a lake down there called Lake Hartwell. I wanted to boat on that. I'm a big boater. And so I put my house up for sale, right? I found a home that I loved. And I'm kind of an old soul in many ways. And in fact, it was Ty Cobb's childhood home. And never sold my house. And we went back and forth with contingency offers and somebody came in and got it out from underneath me. And then it was reoffered to me. And, you know, and it's been a year of living in an upheaval, not knowing where I'm going, when I'm going, how I'm going to get there. And it all came to a finality a couple weeks ago because the axe fell and that home is no longer on the market. So I had to do some reframing in my own thinking. And I didn't want to look at it. I was disappointed, no doubt about it, because I just wanted to be on that lake. Now I wanted to be, you know, 19 minutes from the lake, which is to me real important because now I'm an hour and a half from the harbor. So I didn't want to underestimate the situation in my life. I wanted to use it for some growth. You know, time where you sit down with a hot cup of coffee, prop your feet up, it's dead quiet, and you start thinking. And all of a sudden, I felt a relief. So there was right there a dramatic swing in my own thinking. The paradigm shift was beginning to, you know, manifest. And when that happens, it's going to take root and it's going to bear really some great fruit. So I believe that there was a blessing in disguise. You know, that was not for me and I let go of it. And as every day goes by, that axe fell. I mean, it fell, it's over. My desire to move there, you know, has diminished. That's not the house I want. It was a romantic idea, you know, and I'm all about history and great architecture and, you know, becoming part of that type of a historic community, you know, yada, yada, yada. But it wasn't for me. So I didn't look at it as a stumbling block. I looked at it as a stepping stone. I dealt with real estate agents. Some were good, some were horrific, some were incredible. I was able to meet new people in that area because I, over this last year, I think I made 7 trips. And wow. So to many, everybody said, oh, you know, I'm so sorry that, you know, you lost your dream home. And I said, oh, heck no. They were so surprised with my response because it was part of something that I was planning. But in retrospect, I can look back now because I got a clear head because that paradigm shift is, you know, taking place and the rose-colored glasses are off the face and all these, you know, plans that I made. And trust me, I had made some plans. The air is a little clearer. The vision has come to be. And I can see that that would have been a mistake for me. Whoops, did I just rhyme? So it wasn't a heartache. It wasn't a headache. And so, but during the time in my roller coaster ride and thinking that's where I was going to go, I mean, I let the situation run me through the flour mill because I was always battling something. If it wasn't that real estate agent in Georgia chewing on me, did your house sell yet? What are we going to do? Why don't you just rent yours and move down here? Well, you know, I'm a single woman. I'm not going to move 9 hours away with vacant property, you know, because when I'm done, I want to just move on and, you know, allow the new life to come about and, you know, say goodbye to the old, turn the page and not only start a new chapter, but how about writing a new book? So I allowed that to control me. So here we are, you know, a year later going into this, going into it, the finality of it, there comes relief. So my perspective is that, you know, there was no sense being pessimistic about it. I looked at the adversity because it was like my dream coming shut down, no more, go on forever. It wasn't going to work anyway. It wasn't going to work. And so I'm grateful that the time that that axe fell now and not a year from now. So no wonder my house didn't sell, right? So my key to be hopeful is to be hopeful on purpose, deliberately, because hope is that muscle that needs regular exercise. And I'm hopeful every day for every one of my clients. I'm hopeful in different areas in my life and the things that we're all going through. But I have learned to make hope a habit. And there's high-powered benefits of being hopeful. Because if we walk around in dread, things will fall to the wayside and it's going to just die and be dead. So we want to be hopeful about things and we want to be people of reality. So last week I talked on the show about, you know, affirmations and all that is great. But if you don't get this down in your inner core, if it's not flowing through your arteries, being hopeful and being positive and having that, you know, I call iceberg optimism, that no matter what, nothing's going to shatter it. And when hope fades, because things happen to us, you know, it's just a temporary thing. You know, hopefulness is precious to me. And it should be to you. You know, it's an emotional asset that maybe we just take for granted. But the profound hope is that we get to start over. So I'm going to take a quick break. My name is Deborah Rothschild. Come right back to me because I love visiting with you.
This is Debbie Pokornik with a break-free parenting tip. Parenting will always be a bit of a mystery. Who knows why some parenting ideas work and others do not? Or why some kids seem to succeed despite family setbacks, while others have so much given to them and yet fail to thrive? The one thing we do know is that once you have a child, you'll never be quite the same again. Awe-inspiring emotions like overwhelming love, extreme guilt, intense frustration, and incredible joy make this job second to none. Breaking free of parenting pressures means recognizing the pieces that make us unique, the pieces that we carry with us from the past, and the pieces that are influenced by the society we live in. When we can pick and choose which pieces we want to keep around and change the others to align with our inner wisdom, we will feel more self-assured in our role as a parent.
For information and to work with Debbie, visit empoweringnrg.com.
If you have a sense that you are meant for more, join Heather Allison every third Tuesday at noon Pacific as she explores an ancient, forgotten energy within us and helps us access our original archetypal blueprint. The Golden Path will help you remember the key to unlocking your life, love, success, and magic you were meant for. A key to unlocking your golden path. Visit heather-allison.com.
Are you ready to create a life you'll really love? Then you'll want to tune in to the hit show Life Design Radio, From Adversity to Awesome with Susan DiLorenzo. Live each month on transformationtalkradio.com. No matter where you are in your adversity story, Life Design Radio has got you covered. Get ready to feel inspired, enlightened, and motivated. For more information about working with Susan, visit SusanDiLorenzo.com.
To find answers to life's questions, you need to look within yourself. Dr. Glenna Rice brings your questionable conversations on Transformation Talk Radio each month. Tune in each month for insight into how you can live up to your full potential. Dr. Glenna is a physical therapist, certified Access Consciousness, and Access Body Class facilitator. How does it get any better than this? For more information on Dr. Glenna Rice and her work, visit glennarice.com.
I'm back, everyone. I'm Deborah Rothschild with The Deborah Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Today, we're talking about iceberg optimism, and I've shared a personal story about what I went through this last year. It was unpleasant at times, wanting to sell a home, wanting to relocate, you know, yada, yada, yada. But how hope for a greater future has been such a part of my DNA that I was able to see the situation for what it was, what it is, and now I'm excited because that door closed. And too often, I see clients, I see friends, I see family, doors shut on us. And I mean, they're trying to dig holes under the foundation, crawl through the windows, come down the chimney to make things happen. And sometimes we just have to let it go. But right now we're focusing on hope. And at times hope fades, hope comes back in. But when hope drops down a notch or two, I think the big thing that I've seen in my life and in my client's life, and perhaps this is even you, we lose a tad bit of confidence. You know, comes down a little ching-ching, a notch or two. And then the other thing that I see that happens is that willpower starts to kind of slip. And right there is probably when we all need some finite dial thermostat that we're arrested right there on the spot. Because if not, if that's not arrested, then we quit stretching forward. Somehow our sights are kind of what we've had our sights set on. Things kind of begin to fade. And then all of a sudden, there's this calculating, and we do this to ourselves because we start overthinking something, a calculating fallback position. And then the energy drains out of us, and then we drift toward what's the use? You know, and I think last year with the deal with wanting to relocate to Georgia and to buy that historic home, I think I put so much thought and energy into the home itself. You know, I'm a big romantic. I love old architecture. I love 10-foot ceilings. You know, I'm a gourmet cook. I had visions of using those grounds to just feed people and love on them and be hospitable and make new friends, you know. I think what happened to me is that I think I should have stopped and I should have looked at some other areas. And what led me to Georgia was boating. I'm a big boater. I love the water. And I wanted to get that big boat moved to a different lake. I'm currently on the river, don't like it. And so I had heard some other horrible things about another lake, and I thought, well, I'll avoid that. And I think where the mistake was made was right there, is that even though that's kind of an opinion of a lot of people, for instance, this lake has, you know, a 100-mile marker on it. And so between mile marker 1 and mile marker 33, you know, it's horrendous. Then on a given Saturday, they have 10,000 people on the water, and most of which, you know, are not paying attention. What I didn't know, and it's only because I didn't ask, right? Because I like, okay, well, I'll just go over here. I didn't learn about the other side of the river, that lake that's more quiet, it's less commercialized, less stuff on the water to do. You just boat and enjoy the beauty of the water, you know, and the scenery. So I right then slipped. And I think, you know, I was that person that was looking for any which way trying to make it happen. But I am a person of commitment. When I set a goal for myself, and the goal was that I was not going to buy another piece of property until this one sold. Because I've already had rental property in my life, there's no way that I, as a single woman living 9 hours away, that I would even take that on. So I found myself just, you know, periodically through all those months, you know, getting too stressed out, and it was a roller coaster ride, but I still had a hope. I knew I had a hope for a future, a great place to be. And through the myriad of circumstances, and I call it was a roller coaster ride. And if anybody knows me, knows that I would never get on one of those in real life anyway. I began to kind of wonder, is this going to happen? Where do I go? You know, what's going to be plan B? And so I began to do some research. Prior to the axe falling and that piece of property down south not being available. And so I was already, you know, educating myself, you know, by seeking counsel, finding out about the other lake, and thinking, well, you know, that would only put me about 3.5-4 hours from my hometown. Maybe that would be a better deal. And then the axe falls, and then all of a sudden, two things happen. I felt relief that I wasn't going to, because you know what, when we carry a burden that's not for us to carry, we become very burdened. Our shoulders become heavy and we're fighting this inner battle. I mean, that's like a sign from the heavens saying, hey, there's something not right with this. So that was totally busted off me. I felt like doing a dance on the patio with the dogs, but I also, that hope that I thought had once been deferred was now in true abundance in my life. So sometimes we have to go out and kind of like develop hope, because sometimes it just happens. I think you wake up some mornings and you're just a little bit more hopeful than you were. And then there's some mornings that we have to, and here's the big one, we have to work on some muscles. Mental muscles for some discipline that can be practiced daily. You know, schools didn't teach us this. This is something as adults that, you know, we are going to learn to develop on our own and be successful in developing it. But hope is just far too important to be left a chance. We know we need to work on it daily, consciously. So hopefulness, that's a big word, hopefulness becomes an active part of our everyday thinking process. Hope is a gift and something that we have to, you know, work with the universe and God to have developed deep inside of us. And so we need to practice hopefulness. You know, we're taught that we practice gratitude, to be grateful for what we had. To me, they kind of like work hand in hand. If you're grateful for what you have, why would you not be hopeful for the great things that are coming to you? You know, you must remember that hopefulness, like the professional musician practices playing scales, are like the basketball star practicing shooting baskets daily with a relentless discipline and with a fierce determination to improve. You're listening to The Deborah Show. I'll be back with you in a short break.
What is a brilliant culture and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough 5-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Have you ever wondered if there's a way to heal the deep, hidden inner issues, wounds, beliefs, and traumas? The Journey into Spiritual Healing engages people in all areas of their lives to heal themselves and others. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Dr. Jaffe brings conversations of healing of body, mind, and spirit as he merges the excellence of traditional medicine with the beauty of spiritual healing. For more information about Dr. Jaffe, this show, and his work, visit drjaffemd.com.
Disease, one of the most dreaded words in our vocabulary. Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know traditionally we have viewed disease as a degenerative process? Disease is better understood when we view it as dis-ease in the human body. Dis-ease means without ease. Health is not merely the absence of disease. It's when every part of the body works together effortlessly, relaxed and at ease. It's that relaxed state that lets energy flow in waves through and around the entire body. Every organ has an electrical charge, and when overcharged or undercharged, dis-ease occurs. And it is an effort to go through our day. We are able to determine the exact dis-ease of the body and design a specific solution to correct the nutritional imbalance. Contact us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
It's time to get your life back on Burn Bright Today with Jennifer Marcinelli. Tune in each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to move from the darkness of burning out to the light of burning bright. Jennifer is redefining stress and the energetic causes of burnout, shining a light on process to get your life back. For more information about Jennifer and her work, visit burnbrighttoday.com.
Darcy Pariso is your connection to spirit, energy, and healing. You can meet Darcy in person at upcoming events throughout Seattle. Do you have questions about your animal companions, yourself, or do you desire to communicate with loved ones on the other side? Darcy will connect you and get answers. Darcy can also work with energy healing to help you and your animal companions feel more balanced and recharged. Visit darcypariso.com/events.
Greetings, everyone. I'm Deborah Rothschild. You're listening to The Deborah Show. And we're talking about change. We're talking about what do you do in adversity? How are you going to look at adversity? Are you going to be down in the mully grubs? It's okay for a shark. You're going to stay there? Or are you going to learn to get some hope in your life? You know, the key to being hopeful on purpose, deliberately, because remember, it's a muscle that needs to be exercised regularly. And we hear a lot because, you know, everybody's into self-development. Some of it works and some of it doesn't, right? But I want to go back just talking a little bit about why positive affirmations can be effective and why they cannot be effective. So I'm all for affirmations. I mean, I think you need to do some research on, you know, what you want to become. And I think it needs to be spoken out of your mouth. But sometimes those affirmations take, you know, 15, 30, 45 minutes a day. Are you really going to carve it out to do it? I mean, I think that part is great if you're actually really doing it. The part that I think is ineffective is that when things kind of like don't go our way or where something comes up, you know, those old habits are hard to break. You know, you may, like I said, you may spend all this time every day, but let's say you spend an hour a day with positive affirmations. I want to know what you're thinking the other 23 hours a day. So chances are that your mind drifts back to old repetitive thoughts. And, you know, and those old repetitive thoughts, they have burned very deep grooves in your brain. And it goes without saying that, you know, that if you command yourself to think I'm abundant and I attract wealth, yet your deeply held core belief is that you're unworthy, or you keep making that setback to poverty mentality, I think you're like a dog chasing his tail. So that's the ineffectiveness of affirmations. So far beyond what you speak out daily, you know, I want to know what you're thinking those 23 hours. Because it's those, by the way, it's those 23 hours that's going to be the rudder on the ship. So I wasn't going to get into this today, but this kind of just segues into it. I'm kind of on a roll. We have to have some form of strategies. You know, we want to keep hope afire. And I think one thing that kills hope faster than anything is negative, horrible, horrific self-talk. I mean, you can have all these things going, and then, you know, you're just going to tell yourself everything that's not right. And we all do it. Been guilty. Myself in the past, if I'm going to have a conversation with myself, it's going to be productive. I mean, there was a time and a place in my life that I had that issue. And, you know, and periodically in my life, and I'm a baby boomer, so I walked the face of the earth for a while, you know, something happens and then something's triggered and you kind of go back to a said time where, you know, that just wasn't just too cool. So in growing, wanting to accumulate hope, wanting to be people of reality, being very realistic, you know, is the glass of water half full? Is it half empty? I'm going to tell you right now, it's refillable. You have to ask these questions about you and whatever the issue is that you want to grow in. Number one question, and I always ask my clients this, and I ask them this continually. It's not like a one-time shop, you know, first time, you know, coming out the chute working with me. Are you willing to do what it takes? Chances are, because, you know, people are brilliant. You're brilliant. You're irreplaceable. You've already accrued a lot of success in your life. You already know what it takes. So the question then goes back to you. Are you willing to do what it takes? And in learning and in growing, I think we have to ask ourselves, you know, what does this remind me of? When have I done this before? You know, did A, B, and C work for me, or do I need to go to D, E, and F? Because we know if we continue doing the same thing over and over again, it doesn't work. We know that signals a whole lot for us. And I think the question that I like the most is, you know, with the self inquiry, it powers up problem solving in us. You know, that helps your brain, that helps your heart. You become very proactive. We want people proactive building their businesses. You know, bosses want employees extremely proactive and engaged. But how about you? Because you're the best of all. You know, and I tell my clients, you know, your career path in corporate America, you know, because I work with some, you know, top-notch executives, and I work with entrepreneurs, you know, developing their business. That's all real important to me. And that's your dream. You know, and I want these dreams to become reality because we're going to partner together. But what's more important to me is your welfare. How you think, because I know if your thinking's good, I know if you're healthy in your head and you're functional, hey, we can whip it out. So in creating, you know, this hope that we've been talking about, one thing is that, you know, we're able to greet negative thoughts with a curiosity instead of a fear. My father, my parents immigrated from Germany. You know, they came through Ellis Island when they were kids. And so I was raised, you know, with a pretty strict, with a very strict father. I almost said kind of, sort of, maybe. How about very strict? And, you know, and as a kid growing up, that male voice, I didn't realize they carried into my adulthood. Of course, you know, as an adult, you know, dad wasn't so hard. Although that if he thought, you know, we could like tweak something, you know, he would give his opinion. To me, it wasn't like as a child growing up. And I remember an insurance agent calling me up and he said, I need to talk to you. So what did I do? I immediately thought, fear. I'm in trouble. I did something wrong. Now, I mean, how can an insurance agent, you know, right? So it was old thinking. So it is grounded. It becomes part of our persona. And what we want to do daily is we want to shed ourselves of this. We don't want anybody to have that type of, you know, mental or emotional control of us. So what we're going to do is we're going to focus on what? We're going to focus on progress and not perfection. How do you like that? progress. You know, there is, we have to have progress in our process. And, you know, I can be a perfectionist in a lot of things. I'm a gourmet cook. That's got to be perfect. I love putting on the dog and I love presentation. To me, that needs to be perfect. But when we're dealing with people, honey, none of us are perfect. We're all just adults looking for a bigger, better way that we can become greater, that we can help other people become greater. So focusing on the progress and not the perfection, you know, I guess a person could use like some positive affirmation, like, you know, hey, I'm wonderful, I'm powerful. But, you know, that could backfire if you don't truly deeply believe it. So that goes back into the belief system, you know, and that has both a cognitive and emotional, you know, level to it. So we have to learn to effectively reframe our thinking. You know, do you know who you're becoming? Do you know where you're and what you're coming out of? Are you focusing on your progress? Are you tracking anything in your life? So I don't want you to leave me. I'm going to take a short break. I'm going to be back with you. I'm going to give you some more golden nuggets that you can reach your potential. I'm Deborah Rothschild. I'll be right back with you.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Do you want the knowledge and wisdom to understand where spirituality, science, and psychology intersect? Then join the Karmic Path Radio Show with Tina and Laura on TransformationTalkRadio.com Thursdays at 4 p.m. Pacific. Follow this charmingly, disarmingly dynamic duo as they explore how psychic ability, spirituality, and karmic law tie together. For more information on Tina, Laura, and their groundbreaking work, visit thekarmicpath.com.
Celebrating 40 years of peace through music. Dr. Pat Basile is thrilled to be partnering with Dudley and Dean Evanson, co-founders of Soundings of the Planet. Music and video created for peace and healing. Immerse yourself in benefits of music for meditation, relaxation, and stress reduction. This peaceful and meditative form of music is available for free on all streaming services. Search Dean Evanson on Spotify, Pandora, Amazon, and iTunes, or visit soundings.com for more information.
Are you ready to finally feel empowered and knowledgeable in your political stance? Let Marsha Padilla Goad educate you on exactly how important grassroots advocacy is in a relatable way to all parties and all perspectives. Tune in to Grassroots Advocacy Radio with Marsha every first Tuesday of the month at 12 p.m. Pacific and 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more, visit DynamicsInPublicAffairs.com.
I'm back, everyone. I'm Deborah Rothschild with The Deborah Show. And of course, you're listening to the incredible Transformation Talk Radio. I'm an entrepreneur and an executive business coach with 20 years under my belt. But I think what separates me from the masses is that over 18,000 hours of paid coaching time. I was kind of a smart cookie going into it only because I'd become successful, only because I made a lot of mistakes. Let's roll backwards. And what has made me extremely sharp in my industry, a master, is that with 18,000 hours of paid coaching time, how much do you think I've learned from these incredible clients of mine? So we are all about shaping our future, growing together. You know, I want you to know that the things in your life that happen, the events, they don't write your future. You know, and as I was talking on these before the break, you know, what I thought was my dream home. I wanted to buy Ty Cobb's childhood home in Georgia. You know, that plantation home, 10-foot ceilings. I mean, I was drooling over it. I would romance about it. But, you know, that did not come to pass. It's no longer on the market. So plan B, or maybe I'm just finally finding out what plan A really was all about. So this event is not going to define or write my future. And the things that are happening in your life is not going to define you, and it's not going to declare your future. But it's in our response. How are you going to respond to things? Remember, it's not the events. And it's going to be your response that will determine both the future. But what I think, how about your satisfaction with the present? And then, of course, there's a great future that we long for and we do expect. But if we're not satisfied, you can't keep, you know, if you can't take a deep breath and go, wow, you know, I'm going to make it. I may not see it today, but I know it's coming. And if you can't enjoy the present, what good is it? So we all have to give hope a fighting chance in our lives. We need to turn it loose. Turn it loose on adversity, the problems, wishes, needs, desires. And allow that to do, because to me, hope is a miracle worker. Allow that to do what it's meant to do. Let it play that meaningful role in shaping your response to whatever life brings your way, and get happy. Get happy and be content, knowing that you're growing, you're going, and you're going to get there. You're going to get there in the right time. You know, Ralph Waldo Emerson had a statement. And as I was preparing for the show, I wrote it down here. I kind of looked at it, glanced at it here a couple of times. What lies behind us and what lies before us are tiny matters compared to what lies within us. Wow, huh? But the best times are those we spend operating under the influence of, and I say this again, but the best times are those we spend operating under the influence of iceberg optimism. You know, an iceberg, pretty hard, pretty big, pretty tough. You know, an iceberg destroyed the Titanic, right? So immovable. So what I want you to do is I want you to get a piece of paper out today, and I want you to divide it in half. It's like we're back in elementary school, and here a woman you've never met, don't even know what I look like, going to tell you what to do. I'm going to ask you to do this. I'm going to ask you to do it for you. And I just want you to write down five things that you believe that you're less than optimistic about, that has caused you a hiccup in your life. Just five. And then on the other side of the paper, I want you to ask yourself some questions. How can that be changed? And what power do you have that you can change it? And I think, as any great business coach, life coach, my only goal is to get you thinking positive, get you looking at focusing on the future in a positive mode. So we only have a few minutes here, and I'm going to do a wrap up. You know, for everything, there is a time and a season in our lives. Sometimes there's a time to be pessimistic. Maybe it's not really true pessimism. Maybe it's a real reality check. Had a young lady call me. This happens all the time. She's developing a direct sales company, and she's just unhappy with some things. And I, of course, one of the things I ask her, you know, how much volume are you running in your organization? You know, what are your largest frustrations? You know, how much money would you like to be earning monetarily in the next 6 months? And of course, she tells me, you know, $20,000 a month in the next 6 months. And I find out she's only, you know, running about $1,800 a month in volume. So in order to do that, which is, unless you're going to proselytize a whole organization from another company over, that is slim to zero. And I told her, I said, I have a question for you. And she said, what's that? I said, are you willing to be realistic? And she said, what do you mean by that? I said, well, realism is for you to come back, be hopeful that you can do this, but be realistic with the time frame. And so that was her little, out of my little coaching session with her. She has to give some thought, and she has to rein her thoughts in, because obviously she did not know what it's all going to take and the time frame involved and the amount of people and the amount of volume and everything that one has to go through to achieve that. Can she do it? Yes, she might do it in 18 months, but she can't do it in 6 months. So hope deferred makes the heart sick. In fact, that's a scripture. And we've been given the gift of life today. We've been given the gift of gratitude. And we need to be grateful for who we are, where we're going. We need to be content where we are. And all of us need, myself included, to understand the power of waiting for something to happen. You know, the big P word, patience, right? And I say that with a real smile on my face because I have learned that this last year. I have learned that in the miracle of waiting, that I'm the one who grew. I'm the one who blossomed. And for me, that's one of the most exciting things to see that in myself. Now I am teaching others the same. So with that, I have so enjoyed visiting with you. I hope today gave you some gold nuggets. I pray that you think, because I want to get inside your head. I want you to walk down the hall and go, oh, Deborah said that. Let's see if that's true. Let's apply it to my life. Remember, you're worth the very best, and no one can take that from you, no matter what. My show is heard Wednesdays at 3:00 Pacific. Look forward to visiting with you. God bless you. I'm Deborah Rothschild. We will talk soon.
Developing a dynamic you. Continue to grow with us next time as Deborah guides listeners through the roadmap of personal and professional victory. Each day you reach for your dream, it reaches for you too. Be sure to catch the next episode for valuable insights from a coach who dreams big, just like you. Are you getting started on your dreams? What are you waiting for? The competition doesn't wait for you to catch up. To learn more about Deborah, visit thedebrashow.com. That's the DEBRA show.com.